Well, an opening right around the corner. That would be, not to scare you guys, but May 17th, the flick opens on behalf of Actors Theater. I bet they could go on tonight and have it just be stellar. Shelley Urbane, director of the flick. Good morning to you, Shelley.
Morning.
Without the E.
Without the
E. That makes us different. Playing Sam, that's you, Jake Mate. That's good morning right. to you, Jake Mate.
Good morning.
Is that
you.
Your real name? Or
it is.
Okay. All right.
Already set.
Noah King Bates playing Avery. Good morning to you, Noah.
Hello.
You are here. Okay, you do open this week, running for a couple weekends. Actors Theater strong in our community, and certainly the flick should be strong as well. Take it away, Shelley. What you all about?
Absolutely. It's a great story set in an old movie theater. They talk about past and present and what it means to go from a 35-millimeter projector to digital world and what that means. And we see these relationships unfold in glorious ways.
Described as a hilarious and heartrending cry mm-hmm. for authenticity in a fast-changing world, if we really want to get deep, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
It's and a winner, too. It looks like Pulitzer mm-hmm. Prize for drama.
Absolutely. Cool. Annie Baker.
Yes. So, you play Sam, Jake, mate.
Yes.
Tell me about Sam.
Sam is a 35-year-old that works at the Flick in Worcester County, and has been working there for some time. In terms of who Sam is, I would say he's a dreamer, but never has the fortitude to actually go off and achieve said dreams. It's more of just like always kind of right in front of him, which is. Interesting, because I think the whole play kind of explores that through the medium of film and kind of being able to see all of these stories unfold in front of them and then how that relates back to their own lives and kind of a reflective piece in that way.
Noah, your character, Avery?
Avery is definitely the innocence of the show. He has childlike wonder but also an adult-like mind. The way he grasps certain... relationships is very difficult, but when he has them, they're very strong, and he's a thinker. He likes to figure out how relationships work and what makes them tick, and when they go wrong, why they went wrong, and he has more layers than it looks like. He just at first just kind of seems like, oh, he's that quiet kid, but then there's just things about him each scene.
The overall picture, the flick, talk more about what we're going to see. This is also described as a comedy of the mundane, Shell.
Right. We watch these employees of the theater working in between the movies. Mm-hmm. So we get to see them sweeping floors and doing what seems like these, mundane tasks. But for them, it's, paying their bills. But then we see these relationships unfold. And like they said, there's reflection here, and the interesting thing is it's, we play on the real time, an ode to the, 35-millimeter reels, but it's in real time that we're watching these folks tell their story.
Tell me about the relationships between you two.
So since I've been working at the Flick for a while, I'm kind of the trainer. And so Avery kind of comes in as a trainee, and I'm kind of showing him the ropes. But as we go along, our friendship slowly begins to develop through film. And that's where we kind of find common ground, and we kind of grow our relationship from that base. So
yeah, Avery is definitely the new guy, but like Jake said, they connect through movies because Avery is obsessed with movies. That is his truest passion. He only worked at the Flick because of the 35-millimeter reel. And so going in there just expecting to be working with movies but then finding friendships is really interesting. And Jake's character, Sam, is the first person to talk to Avery like a regular person, not just kind of like, oh, that's the new kid. So it was really interesting.
The other great thing to watch is all of the actors on stage. Sydney Dornbos is in this show playing Rose. And then we also have Jim Cantrell joining us for, he plays a couple roles And they get to be in these awesome seats donated by Irwin Seating. So to look at the
stage. No relation. You know, would love to be. You know, adopt me, Wynn and Kyle. But
there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
But it's such a an awesome set, and to see those chairs on that stage, it's so cool. Our stage manager keeps walking in and saying, "It's so meta. We're in a theater, looking at a theater."
Yes. Well, that's why theater's so fun. Tell me, who else do we need to brag about regarding cast members?
Oh, cast members, Sydney Dornbos, excellent, and Jim Cantrell. They're fantastic. So,
so this is your closing main stage show of the season.
For Actors Theater,
for Actors Theater, yes. And how does this show fit in with Actors' mission?
I think it tells these rich stories, again, through reflection, and it's such an important message. We think about film and going to digital, and how in one review I read, essentially now movie theaters can turn on a TV, and if an audience shows up, great. If they don't, oh well, on to the next, and they don't even need a projectionist. And with theater, you think about that, and we can't, you know, we don't want to, right? We don't want to just push a button. So we see these characters come on stage and they build these rich relationships, and we appreciate that audience taking part of this journey. And that's what theater is all about. So we think it's just such a great nod to live theater.
Tell me more, Noah, about your experience either with Actors or our community theater.
Actually, this is my first show with Actors. But I was just recently with Ebony Rhodes Players, The Meeting. That was a touring show that me and Darius Colquitt did. That was really fun. I was in civics all the way. I've been doing theater through Grand Rapids ever since I was in high school. So,
cool to you. How about you, Jake?
This is my second Actors show. The first one was actually the first show in the season, which was The Nether, directed by Randy Watt. And he kind of introduced me to this world. And then after having accomplished that and having loved that experience, I wanted to keep doing it. And so it's kind of fun to have this be the tail end of this season to kind of bring it full circle.
You
want to
brag on Shelley Urbane as a director?
Oh, she's incredible. We have a lot of fun. It doesn't seem like work ever. It feels like a bunch of friends getting together creating art, which is something that theater always has to have, and I think sometimes people lose sight of that, of the teamwork that is necessary in order to put on good work. So, and she facilitates that kind of atmosphere. So,
Noah, what you think?
Shelley, oh Shelley, no, Shelley is wonderful. If there was ever a director that makes me want to do Actors Theater again, it was Shelley. So I'm very glad that I got to work with her for my first time here. And yeah, it's always fun. There's never been a rehearsal that I've like left angry at. It's just, we'll find one time to joke. We'll find one time to laugh. And that just, that makes it all better.
Ooh, leaving rehearsal angry is just shuddering, isn't it? Shelley, how's this ride for you? Again, you are an experienced both actress and director here. How is the flick changing you?
The relationships and the collaboration with this has just been outstanding. It's a nice button to my theater season as well. Working with various shows, I've been so fortunate to work with great actors, and these actors, this production team is outstanding. Truly, we had such a great Tech Sunday. We keep talking about just this fantastic ride we've been on.
How does Actors handle a dress rehearsal? That's tonight, correct?
It is.
Do you have an invited audience?
We invite some, but it's also open to the public, and tickets will go on sale at 7 p.m. right at the door. $10 at the door.
Yeah. Affordable, and the first faces you get to see, although I know you're not looking at the faces. Why come see the show, Jake, mate?
If you're looking for a good laugh, and also if you're looking for tender moments, I think that this show offers a broad range of emotional moments that people can cling on to and relate to. Just because of the way that Annie Baker writes is really easy for actors to kind of dive into, because it seems like it's so natural there's no words that kind of come off the cuff, and you're like, well, would people actually say that? In this show, you never feel that way. It feels completely natural. So
awesome. Noah?
I think this show is definitely like an inner-outer type thing where you're going to look at it and you're going to feel things. You're going to feel some really strong feelings, things that you'll reflect on in your own life. And then when you walk out of the show, you're going to outwardly change. It's going to be for the better. You're going to see a relationship that you thought like, oh, maybe I treated that person wrong. Or, hey, I've been acting weird around this person because you saw it on stage and it's going to make you want to try to change.
Should be required attendance for all of us. There you go. Thank you, Break a Leg, to you. Jake Mate playing Sam and Noah King Bates playing Avery. Michelle Shelley Urbane, all right, your take-home message, and certainly talk about the run, please.
Yes, again, we open this weekend and we run through May 26th. You can get tickets at www.atgr.org or you can call the box office 616-234-3946.
And why should I come see the show?
Come see the show to feel every emotion and to reflect. And like I said, give a nod to live theater. We're so fortunate to have these rich experiences right here in our backyard.
Awesome. Actors Theater, their closing main stage show opens tomorrow night, The Flick. Thanks, Shelley, Jake, and Noah, for your words. Take care.